こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、オレゴン州のモルモット保護施設が次々やってくるモルモットに名前をつけるのが追いつかないため、可愛い名前を自動で考え出す人工知能を作成しました。実際の作成は科学者のジャネル・シェーン氏が担当しました。628匹分の既存のモルモットの名前を人工知能に与え、どういう名前がモルモットっぽいのかパターンを学習させました。その結果、パップチャップ、ファザボル、バズベリー、フルーリーワイト、アフターパイ、ショック、スポッカーズ、プリンセスパウなど、たくさんの可愛い名前を生み出しており、実際のモルモットにすでに名付けられています。中には、マッリー・ミーン、フレッシー、Buddy Burlomy など失敗作もありました。
An animal rescue center in the state of Oregon is using artificial intelligence to name their rescued guinea pigs as they cannot keep up with the number of new rescues. The AI software developed by scientist Janelle Shane analyzed the names of 628 existing guinea pigs in order to determine a pattern in names that sound like guinea pig names.The AI came up with Pop Chop, Fuzzable, Buzzberry, Flurry White, After Pie, Spockers, Princess Pow, and other adorable names that are already being given to real guinea pigs. The AI also produced some less appealing names like Madly Mean, Fleshy, and Buddy Burlamy.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that last one?
分かんない。
B-R-L-O-M-Y?
そう。他にもね、ちょっと読めない名前を作っちゃう時があって、そのこの一番長いのは BHO8OTEEDDEECEUL っていう、どっから来たのか分かんないし読めないやつ。
BO8TDESUL BO8TDESUL It's kind of long、
yeah. でも成功してるやつは普通にめっちゃ可愛くない？ Princess Pow とかめっちゃ笑った。
Princess Pow.
Princess Pow. The guinea pig. Pop Chop is cute too.
Pop Chop.
Yeah.
Not if you're gonna... You don't eat guinea pigs,
no,
right?
No, what?
I mean, do people... Somebody does,
食べないよ。ペットだよ、これは。
But what about in Papua New Guinea?
Oh my god. Dad
or
joke.
Other... I didn't mean to make a joke. It's just where my brain went. But
今だってニヤニヤしてたじゃん。
well,
言った後。
I had realized my error.
Fleshy とかね、ちょっと嫌だよね。
Mm. What would you name your guinea pig if you had one?
わかんない。考えたことない。
Go, like right now.
I don't know. What about you?
Monkey...Pretzel.
What?
I don't know if that works.
Maybe like Fluffball.
Fluffball?
Yeah.
Fluffball is pretty typical. No, I think I've heard Fluffball. Fluffball is like an adjective for small animals.
Mm. Right? I think if I want to call it Fluffball, I'd
call
it Fluffball. This AI is creative, right?
Yeah, it's...
Buzzberry, I don't think.
Do you think that... AI can be used to create names or ideas that we all agree with more than the ideas that we would have come up with if we all voted?
Maybe. It is possible, no?
Do you know what I mean? Like, there may be a...
でもこの名前とかもそうじゃない？だって自分だったらフラフボールぐらいしか思いつかないけど、こうやってガーって出してくれたら、あ、いや、なんか自分が思いついたのよりこっちの方が可愛いなとかはあると思うよね。
But people come up with really cool and interesting usernames on Twitter.
ああ、まあね。
And in video games. And it's kind of a big deal, your username at this point.
いや、私そういうの苦手なんだよね。もう普通にマミみたいな。
But it's gonna be
全然クリエイティブじゃない。
What if it's taken? Do you just go, Mommy?
Like I'll just put numbers or, yeah.
That's
something boring, yeah. なんかこのジャネル・シェーンさんって ブログ書いてんだけど、このモルモットの名前だけじゃなくていろんな変な AI 作ってて、過去にやったやつで色のチャートみたいなのあるじゃん、ああいうのを AI に作らせて色に名前を付けさせる。なんか色っていっぱい名前あるじゃん。
Based on what
do you mean?
It comes up with names for colors?
Yeah.
But like, what is that?
Because we have like ivory and you know whatever orange, turquoise とかいろいろあるじゃん。まあ日本語だともっといっぱいあるけど、山吹色とか。それを AI に付けさせてみたら、結構ね、power gray, rover white とかなんかかっこいいやつをつけてくるのね。だけどこれも失敗があって、gray pubic, bank butt, stoner blue, burble simp とか。
Wait, what's the last one?
Burble simp.
Like, how do you spell burble?
B-U-R-B-L-E-S-I-M-P.
Burble simp.
意味わかんないでしょ。
Sounds like a person though, somehow.
そう、ちょっと、あの他のはさ、gray pubic とかちょっと意味も持っちゃってるけど、まあ、stoner blue とか結構好きだけどね、私は。
This is kind of the nature of the product of neural networks and these algorithms、mm-hmm. is that we get a lot of good hits, but you still need a human being there to sort of manage these weird outlier results.
Yeah, そうなの。だから人がつけそうなかっこいいのをつけてくる時もあれば、こういう verbal simp みたいな意味不明なやつもあって、それはそれで、mm-hmm.面白いと思うけどね、なんか新しいじゃん。人間だったら思いつかないじゃん。
What if there was a country where every human was named by AI? It's just a super communist country.
Yeah.
Where the government assigns names using a neural network.
まあすごい変な名前の人がいっぱいいるだろうね。こう聞いたことないみたいな名前が。
It can have a lot more meaning probably. Like the AI analyzes your DNA.And creates a name based on your genome? What about that? Is that racist?
But what if it comes out really weird, like gray pubic? You have to take it?
I don't know. Hopefully they can filter out all the gray pubics from the algorithm. But you know, you can be born to a parent that gives you a crappy name too. Like that happens.
まあね。
Like I knew a guy named Gaylord and that's his name.
まあ、これはモルモットで人工知能を作ってたけど、人間の名前を考え出す人工知能もだから作ろうと思えばもうできるはずだもんね。それであんまり聞いたことないけど、そこまで変でもない名前とかは考えてくれるかもしれないよね。それはちょっと気になるな。でも
Well, what is it looking at? What are you feeding into it?
Just thousands of existing human names
But your bias in what you feed into it is going to make a huge difference. It's like, I'm not interested in Chinese names, so let's just filter those. Or,
まあだからランダどっからデータ引っ張ってくるかによるんじゃない？なんか Facebook とかさ、なんかどっかからランダムに。
Well, it's all about getting the AI to produce something that you actually want. And so that's why we have to throw out these crazy, useless guinea pig names.We don't. It'd be weird if we just accepted it. You know, it's like, nope, too bad. That name sucks, but that's what the AI dished out. So now this guinea pig's name is Bamboozle Weasel or something.
Yeah.
Difficult to say.
Mm-hmm.
There was this popular tool on the internet when I was growing up called the Wu-Tang Clan Name Generator. Have you heard of it?
No.
Have you heard of Wu-Tang Clan?
Yes.
Stop pretending like you really know. But people would use this Wu-Tang name generator and it would give you like a rapper name.
Ah, あのね、ストリッパーバージョンはやったことある。
Of course.
I got, なんだっけな。Tiffany short pants, じゃないけどなんかそういう
Tiffany short pants?
It definitely wasn't short pants, okay? But
short pants?
It was Tiffany something.
Where did short pants come from?
I don't know.
Square
で
pants?
でもあったよね、なんか MySpace だったなんかでさ、よくあったよね、そういう名前を考えてくれるやつ、ジェネレーター。
You were probably using the SpongeBob name generator. Now Tiffany what? Short pants.
No. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Now, stripper のやつだった。なんだったの？じゃあ、マイケルのラッパーネームは。
I don't remember. I don't think it was a good one. There's a more old school version, which is where you take your first pet, your first pet's name, and you combine it with the street that you grew up on.
Huh. Okay.
And that's your porn name.
Porn name, huh?
Yeah.
でも私最初のペットクマちゃんだから無理なんだけど道の名前と組み合わせてもクマちゃんになっちゃうもんねどうしたって
それで AV は無理 You would just do Kuma and then the street name Because, well, in the States I was on a street called Aldama And my first pet was named Rex And it was a turtle
Oh.
So it would be like Rex Aldama
あ、いけるじゃん
But that actually works for most people.
Hmm. America だったらね。日本は多分。
You don't really have the street. I think we came up with an alternative system, but I can't remember what it was.
いや、日本の方がさ、動物につける名前が動物につける名前っぽいやつじゃん。何？
Yeah.
西洋の方が子供にもつけそうな名前を犬とかにつけるじゃん。Alex とかさ。
Do people name their pet Alex?
I don't know, but like, you know, like George.
Alex is a
John. I don't know.
Really? John?
Like
biblical?
Rex can be, you know.
Biblical names for like...
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, 日本だったらなんかポチ、タマとかさ。
But in the States, they, you know, it's like Spot and like, I don't know. I don't have any pet names. I gave my dog... was named Maxine, which is a human name.
Mm-hmm. So,
but people said that was weird. People would tell me that's weird. That's such a human name.
Maxine, ちょっとすごいファンシーだもんね。ファンシーネームじゃん。
It's old school.
Mm.
It's really old school.
Mm. なんかおしゃれネームだよね。
Mm.
次。マテル社がバービー人形のファッショニスタシリーズに40体の新キャラクターを追加したことを発表しました。今回のアップデートで7種類の体型、11色の肌の色、さまざまな目の色、28種類の髪型と大幅にバリエーションが増えました。背丈が低いバービーや、より健康的な体型のバービーなど好みで選べるほか、アフロヘアや髪の一部を剃ったバービーなど、より現代的な選択肢が追加されています。また、バービーの恋人ケンも、体型がマッチョ、普通、痩せ型の3種類から選べるようになるほか、そばかすやコーンロー、お団子ヘアの剣もいます。
Mattel has stated that they will release 40 new characters for their Barbie Fashionista series. The update will include many new variations, including 7 body types, 11 hair colors, multiple eye colors, and 28 hairstyles. These are options like short Barbies, fitness Barbies, afro Barbies,and modern nuances like half-shaved hairstyles on Barbies. In addition, Barbie's companion doll, Ken, will be offered in broad, original, and slim body types, having skin with or without freckles, potentially in combination with cornrows or a man bun.
So, fitness っていうか curvy.
Curvy.
でもマイケルの口からバービーファッショニスタって言葉が出ると変だね。
This was the only way it was gonna happen.
そう、見た？
I saw some of it, yeah.
めっちゃ種類あるよね。なんか私が子供の時、バービーって本当にもうめっちゃ細くて背が高くて金髪で目が青いっていう一人しかいなかったんだけど。
Do you think that there's some sort of...I don't know, preeminence to the, just the original Barbie is always the original Barbie. That's Barbie. Do you know what I mean?
でも多分それはうちらの年齢だと思う。
You think so?
Mm.
Do you think it's going to be like, most people won't know that that was the original Barbie?
いや、ね、確かにでもこのファッショニスタシリーズはこういうふうにいっぱい種類があるんだけど、キャリアバービーみたいな。なんかお仕事バービーあるじゃん。 こうお医者さんの格好してるとかああいうのはまだこう金髪のバービーが多いんだよね、
うん、
だからまあそういう意味では確かにオリジナルバービーのオリジナルさが失われて全部平等になってるかってそういうことでもないんだけど
We should be using artificial intelligence to design all the Barbie bodies.
そうだね。いやでも3分の1が肥満だからね。
So?
バービー全部肥満になっちゃう。
That's okay.
あのそのお仕事バービーのセクションを今日見てたんだけどネットですごい面白くて格闘家とかお医者さんとか科学者とかもいるし、mm. あと面白いのはセットで2人で売ってるやつで社長と副社長ってやつがあるの。
Hmm.
すごい面白いなと思った今時っぽいっていうか私が一番いいなと思ったのはゲームデベロッパーバービ
ー There's a game developer Barbie
そうすごいヒップスターの見た目で髪が真っ赤で眼鏡かけてヒップスターみたいな格好して iPad 持ってんの
I feel like we're just reinforcing different stereotypes It's just fragmenting into like more like smaller scales of the old problems
まあねただ元のバービーがさ本当にビューティーパジェントみたいなその一人しかいなかったからそれに比べるとまあ全然このファッショニスタシリーズも見ててもどれが欲しいか選べないレベルなんていうのいっぱいあるから髪型も本当にさっき言ったみたいに半分剃って、まあ、半分っていうかサイドが剃っててこっちがロングヘアとか、うん、あの髪の毛 真紫みたいなちょっとインスタのモデルみたいな、うん、
Can you change parts too? Like can you swap the head or swap the arms off?
No.
That doesn't happen?
うん、カスタムできるわけじゃないんだよね
But could you physically do that? Like does it come
off? 無理やり?
Does the head like come off?
まあ、引っ張れば取れるんじゃないの?
You know like Mr. Potato Head But yeah, yeah, like you take the face off But what if you just have modulable Barbie parts so you can if you want your Barbie to have longer arms because you have long arms or something weird example but you could do that
yeah no? but I mean it, yeah ただその公式でそれができるようにはなってないでその特解非解パーツを変えるっていうのは想定されてないけどこのマンバンの、うん、の件とかはすごいツイッターでなんか盛り上がってたね
Ken's man bun
うん、Ken's man bun なんか Ken がねすごいいろいろこれも種類がいるんだけどなんで全員 YouTuber みたいなんだろうっていうのを言われてて、uh-huh. 確かにすごいチャラそうなんだよねなんかどの Ken も
Really?
うん、なんかチャラさがにじみ出てんの
From where?
なんかもう全体からあの髪型もチャラいし、
hmm.
服装 もなんとなくチャラいんだよね
What is this, what, normal, is it normal? What do they call it? Original.
Mm-hmm.
So the original, there's the original body type, broad body type, and slim body type.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the original Ken was already jacked.
Not really. Not I mean, enough he's for tall.
You. He's yeah. tall. He's like 2 inches tall.
I don't know. なんかスッとしてる?シュッとしてるけど、
okay.
そのマッチョのタイプはもうちょっと腕がでもねそこまですごいマッチョってわけじゃないんだけどちょっと筋トレしてる人みたいな感じの体型してるんだバービーもねでもそのカービィっていうのが追加されたからもうちょっと本当の人間に近い体型っていうかそれを
Can you get the fake like butt implantLike Kardashian Barbie body type, or is that not available?
No, not available.
No?
Yeah. Why would you want your kids to get it?
Why is she the most famous woman in on earth?
Don't ask me.
Well,
I'm the wrong person. 次 Proceedings of the Royal Society B に掲載された UC サンタクルーズの大学院生ジャスティン・スミス氏の研究で人間が多い地域に暮らす野生のピューマについて2008年に開始された長期の実験結果が発表されました実験では野生のピューマが狩りを行う場所にスピーカーを設置し人間の声とカエルの鳴き声をそれぞれ流してその様子を動画で撮影しましたすると人間の声を聞いたピューマは 83% の確率で逃げ出していました 過去の研究で人間が多い地域に暮らすピューマは 36% も多く獲物を飼っていることが分かっていましたが、理由は不明でした。今回の実験で獲物を捕まえても人間の声を聞くと獲物を置いたまま逃げてしまい、しばらく戻ってこないため通常の半分程度しか食べることができておらず、その結果より多くの獲物を捕まえないといけない状況になっていることが分かりました。動物の住処に人間がどんどん進出していることで、肉食動物の狩りの習慣や獲物となる動物の数にも人間が影響を及ぼしていると論文では指摘されています。
A study led by Justine Smith of UC Santa Cruz and published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B outlines the results of a long-term experiment carried out on pumas in densely populated areas since 2008.The researchers placed speakers and cameras in common hunting locations for pumas and played sounds of both human voices and frogs to record their reaction. In 83% of instances where they played human voices, the puma ran away. In past studies, it has been found that pumas in human-populated areas hunt 36% more prey, although the reason was unknown. The findings of this experiment suggest that when puma catch prey,They often have to abandon the kill upon hearing human voices, and so they are unable to eat the whole meal. As a result, pumas have to hunt and kill new prey to sustain themselves. The paper points out that as humans spread deeper into animals' natural habitats, their hunting behavior and food supply can be negatively affected.
So, mountain lion とかとも言われるよね、ピューマ。あの、日本だと全然馴染みがないけど、アメリカだと場所によっては住宅地の近くにいたりするんだよね、
mm-hmm.
意外とカリフォルニアとか
Everywhere.
なんかあの場所によっては結構絶滅の危機みたいになってるところもあるよね、昔狩りすぎて、mm-hmm. なんか害獣として駆除しちゃってて、それをやりすぎてもすごく減っちゃってるっていうのもあるんだけど、mm-hmm. そうそう、このだから鹿の減り方が多分違うっていうことで、それも面白いよね。それが人間のせいだっていうことが。
Yeah, it, well, there's people hunting, there's people traveling through these parks, there's certainly way more interaction than there would be normally, and big cats that don't have that.Impulse to run away have been shot. And so, so when you just have the cats left over that run away because they're the ones that survive, then
yeah,
it kind of that changes the general behavior of these animals too.
Yeah, そうだね。前に多分一瞬話したと思うけど、ニュージーランドかどっかの無人島に行って、全部が保護地区になってるんだけど、そこの鳥はすごい近づいてくるのね。だから人間ずっと保護地区だから、長年人間に何かされた記憶がない、代々だから人間を怖いものだと認識してなくて、本当に触れるぐらい野鳥が近くまで来るんだよね。
I experienced that a few days ago. I was out by Tokyo Bay near Takeshiba, and the birds near Takeshiba, and that whole deck area, like where theThe boats leave. The birds around there will walk right up to you. Just all the way. All the way. It's just standing like right at your feet. It's right there. Like you could pet it. I don't know.
何の鳥?
Pigeons.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, the pigeons, I mean, if you pay attention to pigeons, you probably notice thatJust in the last 10 years, their behavior has changed dramatically. And I think the same is true for crows. We see crows like picking up the nets now. And...
でも減ったよね。私が小学生の時とかすごいいっぱいいたけど、カラス。そんな見ないね、もう。
So these... How should we deal with this?
ね、でもその実際に殺したりとかして数が減っちゃうみたいなこと以外にも、こういうことで 実は人間の影響が及んでるっていうのをまず知ることは第一歩だよね。なんか知らないよりは知ってる方がまだマシというかさ、その食べかけのものを置いて逃げなきゃいけない状況にさせられてるっていうこと。
And this, well, that's just, this is just one small detail in a whole variety of ways that,
yeah, yeah.
that these ecosystems are affected. In South America, at, in the 80s maybe, I think it was in like the late 80s, but they started using these like crop dusting planes to just spray this chemical over the rainforests in order to try to kill mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just spraying the entire rainforest to try to get at a mosquito. You know, it's kind of it comes up in cartoons sometimes, you know, someone tries to use a rocket launcher to kill like a cockroach or something, but that's what we literally, you know, do.
まあそういうなんていうの、殺虫剤とかももちろんそうだし、このピューマにもうちょっと近い例で言うと、最近環境団体の人と話してて教えてもらったんだけど、今北海道とかで鹿が増えすぎていて、まああのもう全頭駆除命令みたいな、だからもう、mm. とりあえず見つけたらもう撃っていい、それぐらい増えていて、なんでかっていうと、まずその鹿を襲う外敵がいないし、その人間が全部の道をアスファルトにしてしまったせいで、冬に雪が積もってもアスファルトの熱で溶けるらしいのね、雪がすぐに。そうするとそこから草が生えるじゃん。だからこれまでは冬に草がなくなって鹿がある程度自然淘汰されて、食べ物が少ないから増えすぎるってことがなかったんだけど、これのせいで食べるものが常にあるから全然淘汰されず減らず、結局すごい量の鹿がもうのさばってその辺にいっぱいいることになっちゃって、そうすると人間にとっても不便だから結局殺すんだけど、その殺した鹿をじゃあどうするかっていうと、じゃあ食肉にしましょうってなると時間もかかるし、じゃあ衛生管理もしなくちゃいけないとか、お金もかかっちゃうから逆に、だからもう鹿専用の焼却炉みたいなのを作って、もうとにかくそこで焼いてるんだって。もう殺して焼いて殺して焼いてみたいな。
that's
それも結局は人間のせいなんだけど、そう、鹿がその代償を支払う、命と引き換えに支払ってる状況っていう。
Well, all of this is kind of this playing God game, you know?
Yeah.
And we clearly don't know what the hell we're doing when it comes to nature and ecosystems. Like, we've barely scratched the surface, even today.
そう、で、しかもその、じゃあ全頭駆除を命令してる人が冷酷な意地悪な人なのかっていうと、そういうわけではないじゃん、多分。Mm-hmm. なんか本当に根本的な解決策がないから、とりあえずもう、できること、今目の前でできることをやるしかないってなった結果こうなってると思うんだけど、だから根本的にってなると、もうじゃあそのアスファルトを壊して道をやめましょうとかさ、そもそもじゃあ人間が進出してる地域が多すぎるから、そこを退却してもうちょっと自然を動物に返しましょうとか、そういう大きい話になるから。
Well, I think we need to facilitate the evolution of these animals and the adaptation of these animals alongside us. One thing that is being done in some places is they're building animal crossings. One major problem with these animals is people hit them with their cars and then everyone involved dies. And so they've analyzed the animal movement and figured out the best place to put a tunnel or a bridge or something. And now there's places where deer and other animals can move from one side of this road to the other, which, I mean, before the road was there, that was no problem.
Yeah.
And so they're still trying to do it, even though the road is there, except that there's, you know, 2,000 kilogram metal things flying down this road all the time. So,
もともと動物と共存することを設定に都市開発されてないもんね、どう考えても。まあ、東京なんてまさにそうだけど。
There's no consideration for the animals except to the extent that it helps us to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So there are definitely a lot more things we could be doing, and I think people can actually benefit from the presence of nature if we can do it properly.
Yeah. 次。
The DBC, or Digital to Biological Converter device, developed by Craig Venter, has successfully printed DNA templates, RNA molecules, proteins, and viral particles like H1N1. These developments follow the initial success of the technology in producing a synthetic but living bacterial organism last year. It is anticipated that this technology could be used to print food, vaccines, and living things. Venter has been collaborating with Elon Musk to investigate the possibility of using the DBC to produce life forms suitable for the terraformation of Mars. In January of this year, other biologists at the Scripps Research Institute in California developed a new kind of semi-synthetic organism consisting of 6 bases instead of 4.
遺伝学者のクレイグ・ベンター氏がデジタルバイオロジカルコンバーター、略して DBC を使って DNA 異型、RNA 分子、タンパク質、H1N1 などのウイルス粒子を 3D プリンターで出力することに成功しました。これは昨年開発されたバクテリアを人工的に製造する技術に続く快挙です。今後食べ物やワクチン、生き物を 3D プリンターで生み出すことが期待されています。またベンター氏はイーロン・マスク氏と共同で DBC を使って火星のテラフォーミングに役立つ生き物をプリントするのが可能かどうか研究を進めています。今年の1月にはカリフォルニアのスクリプス研究所の生物学チームが6つの塩基を持つ DNA を持った半人工のバクテリアを生み出しています。
Mm-hmm.
すごいね。
Yes, and this is kind of leading up to if this technology continues to progress this way, which it will, something called a molecular assembler, which is a science fiction term for a device that can basically produce anything at the molecular, well, I guess you could go smaller, but essentially like a particle assembler, something that can build from the fundamental blocks of reality,
mm-hmm.
of the universe itself, and organize them into whatever organization is required to satisfy us calling something the thing that we're trying to make it into. If that even made sense.
この火星のテラフォーミングに貢献できる、まあ、バクテリアなのかなんか分かんないけどを作ってそれを火星に持ってって実際にできたらもう神じゃない?
It's not that far away, honestly. I don't think it is. You just need a couple of these machines that would work on Mars. Send them there.And then have the cartridges. I mean, a 3D printer now will have some kind of plastic or something in these cartridges that it uses to print with. I mean, depends what it's printing with. But this one has cartridges of the actual chemicals that are involved in these processes. And it could just produce life forms that would change the atmosphere.
なんかそのさ将来的に火星に人間が移住したとしてイーロン・マスクがおじいちゃんだとしてさなんかあこの惑星俺が居住可能にしたんだぜみたいなことじゃん、
mm-hmm.
すごくない?しかもそのなんていうの居住可能っていうのはその技術とかで無理やりってことじゃなくてもうテラフォーミングによってそこの環境自体を変えたんだぜ俺がみたいなさ、
yeah.
すごくない?
Well,
もう何の世界だよ?
We've accomplished what needs to happen on Mars, on Earth, by accident. You know, the changes that are occurring in our own atmosphere are the sort of thing that we want to do on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we understand how to do it that much better.
Mm.
You know, and it doesn't seem that far-fetched to me to produce organisms that would be able to A, live on Mars, B, produce the correct so-called waste to transform the environment there. So
this is nuts. しかもこの6つの塩基を持つ DNA を持ったバクテリアっていうのもさ、もうエイリアンレベルじゃん。
Yeah.
こんなの。もう地球にいるどの生き物とも違うけど生き物。
We have aliens on Earth that we've made.
Yeah. 意味がわかんないよね。
I mean, we have several. The organism that Venter was able to create last year has 437 genes, which is, they believe, the lowest number of genes possible for an organism to be called an organism.
Hmm.
The simplest one that existed before that, a natural organism, is called Mycoplasma genitalium, which has 525 genes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the thing they made is extremely simple, but it's alive and it replicates itself. That's right. That's a very important part of it. If you send something to Mars, if the printer has to keep making them, that's crazy. The printer is making a printer, right? That thing, that organism that you're printing, is gonna print itself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do, basically.
そうだね。ライフだもんね。
And it's weird to think about robots that can make robots.
Yeah.
And robots that can collect the resources necessary all on their own and then make a copy of themselves.
Right.
And now those two robots work together to get even more resources.
Yeah. Exponential.
And they can make even more of that original robot. All you have to do, all humans have to do, is make one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
and then it's off.
そうだね。
It's off and running, so. This idea of the molecular assembler, or the particle assembler, is really interesting to me, because it's this, you know how in Star Trek, assuming you had a little badge on your sweater, you could be teleported from the surface of a planet up into the spaceship.
Yeah.
But what they actually do is they like disintegrate the version of you on Earth, and they reassemble particles within the spaceship. And so your memories and everything, your thoughts, everything up until a split second ago is recorded by this machine and replicated in this new version of you that's completely, it's reconstituted from different materials.
Yeah. なんかドラえもんのどこでもドアもそういう風に機能してるっていう説あるよね。
Does it really work that way? Like you die when you go through?
Yeah, it's like,なんかそれがオフィシャルの、なんていうの、設定なのか、そういう説だっていうだけなのか、どっちか知らないけど、そういうの見たことある。
But it begs the question, is that you?
Yeah.
And how will you know? How will you know? The new guy...
自分は絶対わかんないよね。
The new guy thinks that, oh, it worked on me, thank God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.え、でも今の普通の人間もそうじゃん。例えば薬飲んだりして、
mm-hmm.
例えばうつ病とか何でもいいけど、mm-hmm. 飲んで脳がリワイアされてるとして、
mm-hmm.
変な風に、でも自分では分かんないから、1週間前と薬飲んだ後の自分が近くなってても自分では絶対に分かんないじゃん。でも自分は自分と思ってるから変わってないと思ってるけど、
Yeah, well,
自分では分かり得ないよね。
It's like our own ghosts that cause this so much trauma. When something happens to you, and you have this past sense of yourself there, and this transition happens so quickly that you know, you haven't been able to process the difference between you then and you now.
Yeah. だって本当に19歳の時の自分とかのがしてたこと考えると自分じゃないみたいだけど、
19歳から Could she have been beamed into a spaceship and it wouldn't have made any difference?
19歳の自分から今の自分まで自分と離れた日は一日たりともないわけで、毎日あ自分は自分と思ってるのに、いつの間にかそれが全然違う方に行ってるっていう。
It's almost like it's the interruption of the stream of consciousness, the continuity of that attitude. It's like、
yeah.
every time you go to sleep and you wake up again, that could be a different person, effectively speaking.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, you were unconscious for what guarantee is there that this is the same
that's,
deal?
That's what I was experiencing when あのうつ病が本当マックスみたいな時、
mm-hmm.
で寝たら寝て起きたらどうなってるか分かんないからめっちゃ怖いみたいな、mm-hmm. なんか日によって全然違うじゃん、アップダウンがすごいから、mm-hmm. なんか今日ちょっと落ち着いてたなと思ってももう寝るの怖いわけじゃん、どうなっちゃってるか分かんないから明日の自分が、だその時にやっぱその自分っていうものがいかに絶対的なものではないっていうか、こう自分のコントロール内にあるものじゃないんだなって思ったけど。
But it's a good insight too, because some people could proactively change when they don't, you know? So it's,
yeah.
it's kind of a weird thing to play with.
そうだね。だから人なんて絶対に変わんないんだよみたいなこと言う人もいるけど、なんかそんなこともない。まあ、そういうアスペクトももちろんあるけど、なんか一概にそう言い切れるもんではないなと思うけど。
I was thinking about a metaphor or an analogy for this idea of deconstructing yourself and being reassembled by some machine somewhere else, by out of different stuff, but it's the same information, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of comes down to this: is information primary or is matter primary? Because if mm-hmm. matter is primary, then it's you. It's you. But if yeah. information is primary, then the context matters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I might just, this might be incorrect, but the way I understand it is the scientific view of this is essentially probabilistic. And so when you flip a coin, it's 50-50. And even if you flip a coin 10 times, and 10 times in a row it was heads, the 11th flip of the coin is still supposed to be, well, according to science, it still is 50-50.
Right.
Probability has no memory. And so these events are kind of, from my perspective, artificially insulated from each other in a way that's not quite realistic.
Hmm.
It's platonic. It's idealistic. It's the model of the solar system where all the orbits are perfectly round or something.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me right. when I think about situations like this,
mm.
because it's like, no, that's not me because I existed before that.
Mm-hmm.
The probabilistic view would be that doesn't matter.
Right.
Look at the matter.
Right.
But is there meaning in something happening before or after something else?
Mm-hmm.
We derive a lot of meaning from it. Science derives no meaning from it. And if you want to perform an experiment, then you should restore the initial conditions of the experiment
yeah.
and isolate the experiment. Do you know what I'm
yeah, getting? Yeah, yeah, yeah. なんか限界はあるよね、だって証明しなきゃいけないわけだし、論文とかで、
mm-hmm.
なんかある程度切り捨てないといけない部分は出てきてるのかもしれないよね。
Is it the question in my mind is it 50-50 when you flip a coin every
right.
time, is it really 50-50 and
right.
what is probability really a statement about? Is it a statement
yeah.
about our knowledge or is it a statement about nature? I mean, there's probably a mathematician that's losing their mind listening to this. But that appears to be a conflict to me in like this.
科学ってなったらメジューしなきゃいけないからね。で、再現性とかもないといけないから。
If you just consider that everything in the universe that exists is exerting a gravitational force on everything else, and that the universe is never the same twice, how can you restore initial conditions? It seems false.
まあ本当に突き詰めて考えるとね。
Like, strictly speaking. So, so as the limits of our measurement improve, this...illusion may disintegrate, or I'm totally in over my head and this doesn't make sense, but this appears to be
yeah that's really interesting.
One thing that's interesting about the prospect of actually doing this is you can send the entire human genome using 725 megabytes of data. And if you want to send two human genomes, you don't send double that, you know. You don't send, what you do send is the difference. It's called, so you would send 4 additional megabytes per person. So the difference between my genome and yours is probably about 4 megabytes, which is nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can send that. We can send that stuff around. It's kind of what we're seeing. This is...
なんかメガバイトで言われると悲しくなるよね、ちょっと。悲しいのか。Why? I don't know. Like, そんなもんかみたいな。
But it's interesting to think about how many megabytes is the moon. How many megabytes are some of these very, very large but extremely simple and predictable high levels of redundancy. Like if the moon was, if you run it through WinZip, I think the moon is one of the smallest files there is.
Right. Unless there are people.
This is what I'm writing my next essay about. It's
Okay.
A weird idea for sure. 次. Research has been published in Frontiers in Sociology attempting to provide a holistic overview of the origins of music. The author, Jeremy Montague at Oxford University, suggests that music has 4 primary purposes: dance, entertainment, communication, and ritual. He suggests that it is possible that dance may have come before music itself, and that music almost certainly preceded speech, although it may depend on how you define music. Anatomical research suggests that both Homo neanderthalensis and Homo sapiens were likely capable of both, and the oldest instruments discovered are pipes, some 43,000 years old. Montague explains as follows: it may be that the whole purpose of music was cohesion, cohesion between parent and child, cohesion between father and mother, cohesion between one family and the next, and thus the creation of a whole organization of society.
人類の音楽の原点についての研究が学会誌フロンティアーズ・イン・ソシオロジーに掲載されています。オックスフォード大学のジェレミー・モンターグ氏によると、音楽の目的には踊るため、楽しむため、対話するため、儀式のための4つがあります。音楽よりダンスが先に存在した可能性があるほか、音楽の定義にもよりますが、言葉より先に音楽が存在したと考えられます。解剖学的観点からは、ネアンデルタールもホモサピエンスも、言葉と音楽どちらも可能であったことが分かっており、発見されている中で一番古い楽器は4万3000年前のパイプです。Yeah, I didn't know you added that.
Oh, the quote?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Montague suggests that the purpose of music was the function that it had was to bring people together, essentially. And that the sounds that a mother made to their baby, their infant, all of these sounds that people make help facilitate cohesion in the society. Of course, communication itself does that, but the idea is that music does that in a somewhat different way, a more rhythmic way. Remember we...
リズムの話何回かしたよね?
Yeah, the idea that your brain activity, its response to rhythm is like...
なんかオーガズムとかもそうだったよね。
Yeah.
こう一定のリズムでそれが継続して行われることによって脳が反応するっていう、まあダンスとかもそうだもんね。
So if you have people in a room and there's music going and it has a solid snare and a kick, then everyone's kind of moving at the same time.
そうだね。
And everyone's brain is, I don't want to say frequency, but kind of on the same frequency, literally, right?I mean, frequency is the right word there, I guess.
そうね、なんかこう一瞬でテンションが上がるみたいなのあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
あれは他にはなかなかないもんね。
Like when a certain song starts,
yeah.
Or even if no one's heard the song before, when these electronic DJs,
yeah, yeah.
And they have the build up, and it's like,
yeah, and then there's a drop, yeah.
And people are just, they know
it's coming.
And sometimes it gets delayed. It's like, and everyone's just like looking around, like,
where is it?
Oh my god, I can't take this.
Yeah.
And then the beat drops, and people are just like melting, and their arms are coming off, and
yeah, yeah. I love that. It's fun.他にだってある? ああいう、なんていうの?
Like a roller coaster. You know, when it's going up and it's clicking and you're almost at the top. The tension, everyone builds at the same time. Everyone has the same, the synchronized sense of anticipation.
なんかローラーコースターは若干緊張感とかもあるじゃん。リラックスはしてないじゃん。その上がってる時に。
I'm nervous when I hear these electronic music and it's building up.It's tense.
Why are you nervous?
I'm excited. I went to see Daft Punk. Mm-hmm. You get nervous.
Why?
Because there's like tons of European dudes like charging the front, and this happens in sports too, but when you can get like goosebumps, you know?
Yeah.
And
but
maybe nervous, maybe nervous isn't the right word. It's just like some kind
like
of anxiety.
Like anticipation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like major anticipation.
Yeah. It's your anticipation and you're anticipating everyone else's anticipation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Too much.
And you just, you know, everyone is like
waiting for the same moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the same thing.
Sports do it so powerfully, like this Conor McGregor versus Mayweather thing, that fight that has been announced. Everyone, if you look at people before they announced the fight, no one had made up their minds really. It's kind of wishy-washy, it's not going to happen. As soon as they announce it, everyone has developed loyalties to this camp or another.
Right.
And you see that tension is building already.
Yeah.
And it's just more tension, more tension, more tension, all the way up until you have some kind of resolution.
Right.
And in the song, it's like, what is the drop?
Yeah.
What is it going to be?
Yeah.
Because there's always some weird, unexpected flavor that the DJ tries to put into like how the drop happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to see Britney Spears recently. And I definitely felt it every time they play her song from 90s. people get so excited.
Not her new stuff.
新しい曲がかかると一気にちょっとシーンとするっていう新しいよね もうだから、もはや大御所レベルじゃん。
Well, no one knows those songs, yeah.
そう、だからみんなが期待してるのはそこじゃないし、多分やってる本人たちも分かってるから、もうほぼ古い曲しかやんないわけよ。もういつのだよっていう、私12歳だよみたいな。
うん。
でもそうするとみんなが一気に超盛り上がって、みんなこの曲なら知ってるねみたいな。Yeah, it was fun.
Britney Spears.
That's the only concert where, like, I mean, she might be one of the few artists who can get away with lip syncing or like dancing kind of half-ass way, and people are still gonna be super happy.
I thought she was a super talented dancer.
Yeah.
Was she?
でもなんかちょっと大人になってからやっぱ疲れちゃうからか、ちょっとなんかそんな激しく踊んないんだよね。ちょっと
She seems なんか more
70% ぐらいの力を出すみたいな。
Yeah.
でも全然文句はないのこっちは。
But、
もうそういうことない。
It must be weird to be like Britney Spears.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like just I can't think of anything that's like.Britney Spears is just like Britney Spears, you know? Like, there was、yeah. nobody that... I mean, everything, the head shaving, the song, just like the oops, I did it again. Like, that、yeah. whole...
Yeah.
I don't know. Super iconic. It's crazy that she's still doing
super
it.
Super iconic. で、だって最近曲が
別に Especially for our age.
曲が全然別にヒットしてるわけじゃないけど、じゃあアジアツアーやりますって言って、アジアの、ね、何カ国回りますって言ったら一気に売れるわけじゃん、チケットが。だからすごいよねやっぱり。で別に自分で曲書いたりしてるわけでもないし、で絶対口パクだって分かってるんだけど、みんながハッピーになれるっていう、もうなんて言うんだろうね、だからアーティストとかじゃないよね、もうみんなの思い出。なんか、
Well, there's this idea of, and I think this is so true, of music being a hologram. All music is a hologram because a hologram stays the same, but it morphs as you change the angle you're looking at it from. And music, the song is the same song. Like you listen to the same, it's the same MP3 or whatever, like、yeah. the same CD you can...put it in the stereo and you can listen to exactly what it sounded like when you listened to Britney Spears way、mm-hmm. back.
そうだね。
And because it's exactly the same, it's like a hologram. And、
yeah.
any difference in how you interpret that song or how you feel about that song、or the memories it evokes is just down to you changing, not the song.
そう、しかもそれと同じエフェクトはもう得られないんだよね、他のものでは。なんでかって、その何百曲何千曲と聞いてきちゃった今新しいものに触れるのと、そこまでまだ何も聞いてない10代の時とかに新しいものとして聞くのと全然インパクトが違うんだよね、多分、
right.
だから
We're back to the coin flip thing.
そうだね。そう、でもだから本当に歌詞とかも絶対絶対に忘れないっていうか、いつ聴いてももういつでも歌える、一緒に覚えてるし。
And it's part of your life. These songs are part of your life, and they speak to something that happened to you at that time. And so when I hear a certain song, even if I haven't heard it in 15 years, sometimes it will very specifically make me remember something that happened. And I had listened to that song around that time, and the songs that you remember are the songs that resonated with you at the time.
そうで、しかも、
so it's so good at reminding you.
そうで、right? この間しかも彼女がフィリピンかどっかに行った時にコンサート終わって出てきたみんながなんかある曲を全員で歌っててテンション上がりすぎて、なんかそういうのを見て、あ、国が違うけどこの人たちも私と同じ風に思ってる、ブリニーについて、mm-hmm. なんかそれが世界中にいるわけじゃん、グローバルタレントだから彼女は、なんかそれもすごい不思議だ。だって一人の人間なのに、ブリッニー自身は、
うん、
もうなんか彼女っていう存在を超えて、もうアイディアとしてさ、みんなの中に植え付けられてるわけじゃん。
Language doesn't seem to be a huge barrier, or like culture doesn't really seem to be a huge barrier for music, which is really weird、
ね、
because it seems so cultural.
うん。
But I think a lot of the way music works is somehow neurological or
something. まあ、あとなんかその見た目とかもね、結局そのなんていうの、すごい friendly っぽい。You know, like, she's like, she's this American girl who's like smiley and, you know, seems nice. You know, it's like, well, I mean, you're not gonna hate her. You know what I mean, though?
I guess so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
だから多分,
I mean, she's cross, like, she's like Barbie, right? I mean, Britney Spears is like Barbie.
I guess.
Right?
I guess.
Who's closer to Barbie in real life?
Paris Hilton?
Britney Spears all day.
Really? なんかそんなにでもシュッとしてないじゃん。
Paris Hilton is too... She's not like an American girl. She's not like...
Oh, you mean like New Yorker boy とかってこと? なんか bubbly な感じじゃないよね、確かに。
Yeah. Like Barbie's kind of, you know...
ちょっと田舎っぽい。
Kind of daft. She's kind of, you know...
What do you know about Barbie?
This is just what my gut's telling me. Yeah.
Mansplaining Barbie.
Well, I mean, you can disagree with me.
Who Barbie's supposed to be, according to Michael?
No, she's clearly a computer hacker or whatever all the Barbies are now.
次.
According to a ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States, access to the internet is part of one's First Amendment rights.The implication is that the internet access of all citizens is protected by law, regardless of the crimes you may commit. The ruling was made on the Packingham versus North Carolina case, where the Supreme Court ruled that Lester Packingham, a convicted sex offender, cannot be banned from accessing social media sites on the internet, as it would violate his First Amendment rights. This overturns a previous ruling by a North Carolina court which had determined that a law banning Packingham from social media was constitutional. The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights is as follows. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
アメリカの最高裁がインターネットへのアクセスは国民の基本的人権であるという判決を下しました。基本的人権はすべての国民に適用されるため、過去の犯罪歴に関わらず適用されます。これはパッキンガム対ノースカロライナ州の裁判で、過去に性犯罪で有罪判決を受けたことがあるレスター・パッキンガム氏が州の法律によってソーシャルメディアの使用を禁止されているのは基本的人権の侵害であると訴えていたものです。ノースカロライナの地方裁判所はソーシャルメディアの使用禁止は憲法違反ではないとしていました。米国憲法修正第1項権利章典では以下のように明記されています。合衆国議会は国境を樹立または宗教上の行為を自由に行うことを禁止する法律、言論または報道の自由を制限する法律、並びに市民が平穏に集会しまた苦情の処理を求めて政府に対し請願する権利を侵害する法律を制定してはならない。
Yep.
面白いね。
Beautiful Bill of Rights. God bless America.
いや、本当そうだね。でも性犯罪って何なんだろうと思ってこの人見たらあれなんだね。21歳の時に13歳の女の子と性行為をしたみたいなことで、
うん、
まあセックスオフェンダーとして登録されてるんだけど、そのノースカロライナの州の法律があったんだよね。
うん、
要はその、うん、性犯罪者はソーシャルメディアを使っちゃいけないっていう。
Right.
なんかその不特定多数の人とアクセスできることがダメってこと？どういう法律なの？
Well, the law in North Carolina is simply that you can't use social media, specifically Facebook and Twitter and stuff, if you're a sex offender. And the idea is that I think you can still use the internet, but you can't use social media. And the Supreme Court ruled in opposition to that, that you can't restrict them from using social media.
まあ、
And I agree with the Supreme Court. I don't want this person on social media, but the idea is that these sex offenders use Facebook and Instagram and such to pursue underage girls in the DMs, in the direct messages. I mean, currently still and in the past, we've had restraining orders. We've had restrictions on where people can go. So sex offenders can't be, I don't know, within 100 meters of a school campus or something. Felons have their right to vote revoked. So there are other things that may conflict with the
Constitution.
With the Constitution, I think, but all of these things are kind of similar, right? So you can understand why North Carolina, had established this law and multiple courts thought that it was fine.
やっぱりこの人権っていうところで見た時のアメリカの三権分立ちゃんとできてるところはすごい羨ましいというか、日本はちょっとね、司法と政府とか司法と警察がちょっと近すぎて
分立できてないか。 I mean those anti-conspiracy laws that were just passed in Japan would be smacked down in half a second by this amendment right here.Like, there would be no debate whatsoever.
まあよく裁判だとこういうふうに誰々対何々州とか誰々対アメリカ政府っていうふうにはっきり言われるけど、まさにだから別に個人だろうが企業だろうが何だろうが、まあ憲法が一番上にあって、その下に法律があって、憲法に違反してたらそれはもう法律が制定されちゃってようが何だろうが適用されるべきではないっていう、それを誰でも裁判を起こせば勝てる可能性があるっていうのはすごいアメリカのいいところだと思う。
And the law changes in that way.
あ、そうそうそう。
You know, so there's it's tied to a real event. You know, many of these laws are.
そう、だから法律っていうのは変えられるものだっていう意識があるよね。だから憲法はそんな簡単に変わるもんじゃないけど、憲法っていうのは国民を守るためにあるものであって、それがきちんと機能してなくちゃいけないっていう、だからまあそういうところでちょっとその表現の自由とかを安倍さんはね今ちょっと変えたりしようとしてるから、自民党は、そこでちょっと日本とアメリカの憲法とか民主主義とか三権分立っていうところの考え方の違いてかズレがすごい見えてきてるけど、
the betterin the English one, I think. You can't fudge it. You can't there's it's very difficult to fudge these things.
そうだね。いや、だからもう本当に contract とかって一緒だからね。
The way that things
書いてあればもうそれまでじゃん。だ書いてあるか書いてないかでもうそこだけで見る。もう感情論とか何も関係なくて、で今起きてる出来事とかも関係なくて、もう憲法っていうのはもうはいこれですっていう。だからまあおかしなところがあればそこもちろん変えるべきだけど、憲法でも。
It's something that's been inherited. These ideas have been inherited from different civilizations. From the British and then them from going further back to like Greece and the Romans.
だからその前にね、ちょっと名前忘れちゃったんだけど、タイマーをまあ末期がんでタイマーを吸ってて、個人的にそれを見つかってしまって取り上げられて、で収監されてる間にどんどん容態が悪化して、まあ結局これが人権侵害だっていうことを訴えて裁判してたんだけど、まあ裁判してる最中に亡くなってしまって、そのままになっちゃったケースとか日本でもあったけど、ああいうのもまあ正直もう命に関わることですと、でこれが取り上げられている で自分にはこれをその命の危機っていう観点から見て緊急措置的に吸ってもいい権利があるはず、
うん、
っていうのだったらアメリカだったら多分勝てたと思うよね。あれは日本だとどんなにこう文面で勝ってたとしてもまたそこも感情論みたいになっちゃって負ける可能性はあるけど。
Right. Well, when the state is managing your relationship to nature, it gets quite bizarre. And I mean, it's hardly even controversial in America anymore. The issues like this, you know, I think we will have more personal freedoms over time. I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
The system should be, the laws should get better. Things should make more sense.
Yeah.
Over time, as more cases are run through and we're sort of able to debate things and work things out.
そうね。まあだからこういうふうに一般人とか犯罪歴がある人でも声を上げられて、それがちゃんと聞いてもらえるっていうのは国としては、まあ、民主主義としてはすごいうまく機能してるなと思ったけど、ただなんかそう思ってたんだけど、昨日あれをFernando Castillo, the black guy who got shot 7 times
in the car, right?
Yeah, in the car, and the video came outyesterday or something, right? The new one. And それ見てなんかアメリカ終わってんなと思った、それに関しては。あれが無罪っていうのはどうしても信じられない。 Did you see the video of his fiance and the little girl in the car being, I mean, she's handcuffed and it's like a night vision footage
where she's like talking to the She's like streaming or whatever, live streaming.
No. It's a dash cam.
Oh.
Inside the car, I guess. Inside the cop car.
So like
car.
After that happened,
they handcuffed her for some reason and put her in a car, like cop car. And they put the little girl in there as well. And she's like really upset and she's just like, fuck. And the little girl, she's like 4 and she's like, please don't scream. Like, I don't want you to get shot. And she's like crying. The little girl's crying the whole time. And
yeah, but this sort of thing is like so much of what's like going wrong with our society, because there are certain mental states that people experience where they can't control their emotions. They're emotionally unstable. So you're sliding from one end of the spectrum to the other. Now you're happy. Now you're sad. And this is true for people that. It can happen with people that have depression or bipolar or whatever, and it can happen under the influence of certain substances.
Yeah.
But this is sort of, they've attributed it in some cases to interconnectivity within the brain. And I think our society as a whole can be modeled after this as a macrocosm of the human psyche. And we are increasing the interconnectivity of our sort of hive mind or our greater brain. The interconnectivity of this greater brain is the density of connection is going up and up and up with the internet and with the emotional content that is systematically extruded by the internet and selected by people who are emotionally moved. That's what motivates us to share something or to talk to someone about something.
Right.
And so what begins to happen is that the most emotionally aggravating material floats to the surface of this increasingly densely connected social global mind. And so now all of society can watch the same video and feel as if they were in the car.
Right.
I mean, this is not something that would have ever, ever, ever happened 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But so now any point of great anything that's being highly catalyzed in a smaller group of people is then being propagated out to the whole population, and so it creates a very unstable, a very slippery sense of collective reality for everyone.
Right.
And this is why the world is the way it is now. It's because everyone can watch the video. Everyone can be so emotionally disturbed by something that is such an outlier that 20 years ago or 30 years ago, it never would have made an impact on the greater mind. So, I mean, I saw that video. I was emotionally very disturbed by that video. But the net effect is that no one is thinking clearly. Like, that's because it's not just that video. We're cycling through many permutations of this sort of thing within this informational system all the time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it is crazy that he was found not guilty.
And yeah, it's just, I know.
You know, and I think
but it's one case.
Yeah, but I think it's important that people get upset. And as humans, I think it's important that as humans, we go through this phase, you know, to acknowledge that we have, you know, different problems here and there.
But everyone has their own issue,
whether
it's Castile or Dapple or whatever it is. And when you have populations this big that are aggravated to this level, it produces some very disturbing behavior, as I think we're seeing more and more of it over time.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the reality.
It's not reality. This is a distortion of reality. The closest thing to reality is the average, not the extreme. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is that it is the reality that humans react to these cases.
Sure.
And we can't avoid it as humans, you know, because it's in our nature. This is how we act.
But that's not true, because we can look at how we're acting and we can exercise
another step.
But we can exercise a sort of self-awareness, a sort of mindfulness.
Yeah, but if you think about how internet is so new, you know, this is new to all of us on this planet. It's so new. We've never had this before. We've never seen these videos before. We've never known that there are so many issues like this before. Like, you know, it's just super overwhelming for everyone. So I think in a way it's natural that people are freaking out or like go, you know, extreme or whatever, you know. I think it's a natural path that we kind of have to go through.
But it doesn't help at all to be unaware. What I'm saying is that we should be very mindful of the way that the system works in distorting reality and rounding it up to the most extreme thing that ends up going viral on social media.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's just important for us to de-emphasize anxiety, more so over time. And I
think it's happening though with celebrities and everything. Like, no one, I mean, except for Piers Morgan or Donald Trump, you know, is trying to drive fear among people. You know, it's more like positive messages and blah blah blah. So I mean, I think it is going that way, but it's not going to happen overnight because it's still new. Internet is still new. And humans, I mean, I don't have that much of, I mean, my expectation for human is not that high as yours, I guess.
Okay. Is that...
You know what I mean, though?
But what does that mean?
Well, I just think this is how humans are. I mean...
Well, sure, but I'm just saying... You know,
yeah, I mean, in an ideal world,
I'm not talking about an ideal world. I'm actively doing this right now, this de-emphasizing anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, as an individual.
Yes, but we're all always going to act as individuals. And it is only the emergent phenomena that are going to change the trajectory.
I was just saying this because it sounded as if you expect every single human to do this right now. But I'm just saying that.
No, I don't.
That, you know, that's not going to happen because...
No, people who are receptive to the message will de-emphasize anxiety and the rest will continue to be anxious. That's exactly how it's...
Right.
That's how it is. Not everyone's going to suddenly stop being anxious. It's just if you can.
Yeah.
If you can develop an awareness of what's happening and an understanding of the way our networks of information and
right
and social influence operate, then
right
yeah it'll be more clear.
Yeah, and I would continue to watch the video and get disturbed, and we'll talk about it here. You know what I mean?
That's cool, but I'm just saying we want to put it in the proper context, you know.
It isn't a proper context. It's fucked up. That's the context.
Okay, sure.
I'm not going to be like, yeah, you know, it's fucked up, but, you know, it's not. Well, it's just one extreme. Yeah, I mean, if you're on a high horse and say that, yeah, that's fine, but I'm not a monk. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a normal human, and I think that's fucked up.
Like, it is fucked up. We have a problem. It's one cop, it's one dude, it's one case, and one.
But there's a pattern. That's why people are upset.
Sure, I mean, absolutely, there's a pattern.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help to go in the right direction, but way too far. We need to.
Well, I'm not trying to say like this. Fuck all the white cops or anything. I never say that. I don't even think that.
I'm not saying.
I'm just saying that.
I don't know where that came
it's
from.
Understandable that people are upset. I mean, if you're a black person living in the States who watched that video, how are you gonna feel safe? You know. Because the guy who died didn't do anything.
But
he
I
was
don't
just
think,
sitting in a car with a small
right,
girl.
But the guy who killed him, I don't think that he had intent to commit murder or do. He
right, and that's
he was,
the problem. Right. It's a system. The problem of the system, you know? And that's bigger than this just one guy being murderous,
what,
you know?
What part of. What do you mean by system?
Like the. Maybe like the training process or the mentality of the cops or like the environment that they're put in every single day.
It's difficult to extrapolate to the system from one human being.
I'm just saying that this is a pattern. It's not just one. It's not this one case.
Everything is a pattern. I can make anything into a pattern. It's not enough for it to be a pattern. I think there are real problems with the policing system. I don't know why they use lethal force so quickly. But
yeah,
I mean,
so
there's reasonable
all these things like that needs to be discussed. But then,
but remember,
it's not happening, and
multiple
it keeps
people
happening.
Have taken up arms and killed people in the name of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, but that's another issue.
Well,
I'm not promoting that. Obviously,
right? But that's why.
And I think most people are not promoting that.
No, I'm not saying anyone's promoting that. What I'm saying is that if people react and overreact to things like this video and we don't pay attention to how anxious people are, then those sorts of events are just going to happen.
Yeah, but then again, those are the rare cases too. So, you know, we don't overly have to worry about it either. In your context.
No, those are pretty serious because it terrorizes everyone and the psychological impacts are quite serious from that as well.
But these incidents do the same thing.
Because of these algorithms and the media, like we've been discussing, that outlandishly amplifies these outlier cases because that's what people share, because that's what moves people and people want to talk about,
right.
You know?
Yeah, and the video that she put out was pretty shocking, so I think it's natural that it gets shared, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with this stuff. I don't really understand the hang-up. I'm just saying we should de-emphasize anxiety, and I know everyone is freaking out about these videos. I just think...
Right.
I'm not saying that what happened in the video is not horrific. It absolutely is.
Right. Yeah,
but
for sure,
you know, the internet is. That stuff is everywhere, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes people freak out and overreact, and sometimes people don't, and that's just how we are, humans. We're just animals.
On this, going back to this constitution. And the internet and the value of internet itself. One thing that was pointed out in the case of this ruling, that was quite interesting. They describe the internet as something, they describe it to what for many are the principal sources for knowing current events, checking ads for employment, speaking and listening in the modern public square, and otherwise exploring the vast realms of human thought and knowledge. I think that was the defense of Packingham.
Hmm.
But it's interesting to think about, you know, where do humans congregate? Where are things happening?
Hmm.
If you're not online, to what extent are you really? If you don't have access to the internet, I mean, how much are you affected these days?
It's like Facebook の過大評価みたいな感じじゃない？これだけ聞くと、まあそういうふうに言わなきゃいけないのわかるけど、弁護士側がね。まあでも確かに、まあ current events 別に、まあ別になくてもそこまで困るかなっていう気はするけど、ただ疎外感とかはあるだろうしね。
うん。
なんかそれを彼に味わわせることで社会が得られるメリットがじゃあそこまであるかっていうとないだろうしね。
And everything works through the internet now, you know. So yeah. If you don't have access to the internet, you can't order food maybe, or you can't find a plumber, or you know, there's so much. The dependency on this internet thing has become so high that not having access to the internet totally alienates you from society and affects your ability to participate, so much so that while the internet wasn't previously protected by the First Amendment, now it is.
Yeah.
Right? Because of what the internet is changing so much.
Mm. Yeah. そうね。まあ、表現の自由って言った時にネットが一番インパクト大きいもんね。そのオーディエンスの多さとかさ、まあ、手軽さとかいろいろから考えても。だから、
Do you think the internet was inevitable?
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like you couldn't predict Facebook, but you could. Well, maybe you could. You couldn't predict something more specific than that. But somehow, the more broad something is.
Because
some people believe that the internet was always going to happen. It was impossible to not have an internet. Which seems ridiculous. Because, you know, Tim Berners-Lee and yada yada.
Right.
But the idea is that somebody would have at some point. It's just like physics.
Yeah. I would like to think so, because otherwise, what are we doing?
So that's the attitude around artificial intelligence right now, is dividing along the same lines as they were for the internet, because some people believe that artificial intelligence is literally inevitable.
Yeah.
Some people think that it's impossible. Some people think that it's not going to do very much. Like, we're going to make AI, but it's, nah. It's so-so.
まあ、CRISPR とかもそうだよね。
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, もう避けられないじゃん、ここまで来たら。もう遅い。もう遅いよ。
Yeah, so...
だ結局なんか人類の理想があって、そこに近づくために一歩一歩進んでるわけじゃん、技術の開発が。
From our perspective.
Yeah. だからそれが見え、そのゴールが、理想が見えてきちゃってるのにやめるっていうのは絶対にないじゃん、今までの歴史から見ても。だから臓器移植とかもそうだったけど、臓器の移植ができるってなってるのに、じゃあやっぱやめようとか絶対なんないわけで。それ脳死の人がじゃあ本当に死んでるのか死んでないのか分かんないですねとかってなってたとしても、できるんだったらもうじゃあやりましょうってなるじゃん。だそう考えると AI も CRISPR も、
Right, so what is Moore's law? What is it? What is that shit? Is it just people working together? And this is like, what is that? It's very mysterious. Like, what our species is doing and what everything has been doing, this making more and more stuff. And the thing, the quality about this stuff that we want the most is its ability to change things. That's what we call power.
Right.
And so we keep developing more power to change the environment, more power to change the environment over and over. Right?
Yeah.
And then the seemingly inevitable artificial intelligence will make names for guinea pigs that we like and we can't do anything about it. We will accept whatever name the AI delivers because it's designed to make what we will accept.
好奇心だけだよね、でも。結局。もう最終、究極的には好奇心だけじゃない。もうそれがドライブになって、もうここまで来ちゃったけど。これできたらどうなるのかなとか、これやってみたらどうなるんだろうっていう。
But it's pre-life, whatever this force is. Do you know what I'm getting at? Like, it's just inherent in all things, in a weird sense. This, the thing that we're doing is just the most accelerated and most aggressive form.
Right, right. Well, yeah, then maybe that it's not even about humans. It's just how it works.
Well, it can't be about humans because we're deleting ourselves as fast as possible. we're becoming something else. You know, this idea of a forward escape. So a lot of things require a forward escape, whereas the only way for this to work is to go as fast as possible. Mm. And there's no other way to get through it. You can't go back. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Like, we can't go back. We've destroyed the Garden of Eden or whatever it was and all everything else. You can't go back. There's 7 billion people. So that this notion of a forward escape is, we can make this work, but only if we completely step on the gas.
Mm.
And anything else will cause failure.
Right.
So if you don't innovate fast enough,
right,
everything could fail for that reason too. And this is sort of how childbirth works. And it's in the final moments of childbirth that the risk is really, the process of actually giving birth is the most traumatic and riskiest part. And it sort of graphs the same way, I feel like. It gets more crazy right as you're about to escape.
Yeah.
And so our civilization is kind of, if you buy this metaphor, in that same situation of the forward escape, where we don't want to hang around here too long because it's unsustainable.
Right.
And we always talk about the things that will save us that we haven't invented yet, you know?
Yeah. All the things that Elon Musk is going to come up with.
Yeah.
But hasn't yet.
Well, some things have. The reusable rocket.
Sure. For sure.
The electric cars.
Yeah, we need more. More.
Well, if we can get that particle assembly thing going, then we can just make more Elons. Right?
Yeah.
That's probably the fastest way. It's like, what's the fastest way to colonize space? The fastest way is to put all our resources into this machine to make another Elon Musk.
Like, yeah.
That would be weird.
And give each Elon like 10 Nobel Prizes.
Well,
like here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you think he'll get Nobel Prizes?
He should, no.
I think the reusable rocket
is a Nobel
Prize thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it changes a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to keep track of all the stuff that's going to blow our minds, from the private space industry to the genetic engineering to the virtual reality stuff to whatever the internet is becoming. And all these... They cured Huntington's disease using CRISPR in, like, mice or something the other day.
Yeah.
Just... They took a video of DNA. Did you?
Oh yeah, right.
Did you see the video?
No.
Apparently, the each strand of the helix is like being written at different times rather than simultaneously, as we had assumed that it was.
Okay.
We thought that they were checking each other the whole time to make sure that there were no mistakes.
Yeah.
But in the video, they're just like floating around side by side, and one is ahead of the other, and they're not even like in contact, but it's working perfectly. So, I don't know. We don't really
meet the meal.
DNA is weird.
Yeah. Oh well. Appli update したんだよね。
Yep.
結構いろいろ変わったよね。
Yes.
単語のリストも入ったし、マイケルが作ってくれた。
Mm.
あと、その単語、あ、てかビデオもあるんだよね。
The video.
あの、アプリの、ま、機能を見せてるビデオ。
It shows like what's new.
そう。それツイッターでシェアしてるから、ぜひ見てみてくれると分かりやすいかな。
Yep. I think so.
Yeah.あの先週も多分言ったけど無料で使える部分もいっぱいあるから単語テスト機能とかね、
うん、
ぜひ使ってみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題っていうのもあるし、今単発で買うのもできます。
コーヒーより安いです。
はい、月額240円の場合はあのリーディング練習用のエッセイも読めますので、ぜひ。もうすぐマイケル新しいの出るよね。
うん、い
や、That's it?
Well, your appearance on that bizarro...
Oh god, no, let's not talk about it. Yeah. 以上.
Yeah?
終わり.
Hi.
Bye. Bye.